to the full extent. And it's taken from John chapter 13. And I just want to just focus on that first verse again. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And I found myself thinking, what does that mean to love them to the end? I found myself, I thought about this, that Jesus, when you take the upper room, you think about Jesus and his disciples, he knew that it was his final hour. Helen White talks about him knowing that it was his, can you hear me properly? Or do I need to stay by the mic? Let me stay by the mic then. He knew it was his final baptism of suffering. And yet, his focus was not on himself. It was on his disciples. And when I reflect about myself, when I'm in a stressful situation, my focus is not so much on others. I tend to withdraw. I tend to become more self-absorbed. Does that resonate with anybody else? I mean, if you go to my house and you look at the plants, they tell you, you know, I'm under pressure. Do you know what I mean? They look less than they need to look. Yeah. Other people can relate to that, definitely. And I find myself thinking, but Jesus, his focus was on the disciples. He loved them to the very end. But in the Bible that I was reading, it had a footnote. It says something like this, the next slide. It said, he loved them. Having loved his own that were in the world, he showed them the full extent of his love. And I found myself thinking, what does that mean? The full extent of his love. Because the next verse in verse 4 talks about Jesus just getting up, rising up, and washing the disciples' feet. And at the very end of the text, Jesus asked, do you understand what I have done? And that got me thinking, do we really understand what Jesus did? Because when I think about the ritual of foot washing, often we do it 4 times a year, but I find myself thinking, how meaningful is that? How do I show that I really love someone to the full extent when I wash their feet? Because I think so often we've got it down to a fine art. I think for myself at least, you know, some of us, we don't even touch the person's foot. We just, you know, scoop that water and it's warm and sprinkle it over someone's foot and get the towel underneath and we just dry their foot. We don't even need to come into contact with that person. We don't even need to touch them. How does that show that we love someone to the full extent? And I find myself thinking, foot washing is more than just a ritual. It's much more than that. So what did it mean back in those times when Jesus first initiated the ceremony of foot washing? Back then, when Jesus lived, it was an honor and shame culture. Not like how it is today. Honor meant everything. That was the main attribute that you aspired to. It wasn't wealth, it was honor. And what you did, how you behaved, impacted how people related to you. So what did it look like, the honor culture? I'm just going to give up my notes, they're not working. The honor culture meant that everyone was in a hierarchy based on how honorable you were regarded to be. So at the very top, you'd have the priests, and then you'd have the rabbis, and then you'd have the ordinary people, the oi polloi, and then at the very bottom, you had the slave. So what was it like to be a rabbi? You had this saying, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. And that really came home to me when I went to Israel a few years ago. We was walking through the Jezreel desert from Jerusalem to Jericho, and it's very dusty and dry, and there was a leader at the front who was sharing all these pearls of wisdom, and I ran up to the front and I wanted to walk right behind him where he kicked up the dust, because I wanted to hear every word he was saying. It was so precious. And I could imagine for those disciples, that's what exactly what they was doing, following behind Jesus, wanting to hear every word he said, so it didn't matter if he kicked up dust. They wanted to hear everything he had to say. And the next slide. Then you had the priests. They were very honored. In fact, I was so surprised that when we went to Jerusalem, the guide was explaining that the priests lived on top of a hill, away from the people. And that when they wanted to go into the temple, they would go across on a bridge, so they wouldn't even have to come in contact with the ordinary people, the hoi polloi, the plebs, those that are less important. That's how honorable they were. But then you had the slave, right at the bottom of society, a shameful place to exist. The slave had no rights. The slave had no possessions. The slave didn't even own their own body. The slave was seen as a human property and could be mistreated and abused. And that evening, when just before the disciples had been arguing and complaining and wanting to be the greatest, wanted to be the most honored, wanting to see Jesus come into his earthly kingdom. That's what they wanted, and they were so divided. But yet, Jesus got up. When no one was willing to get up and wash the feet, didn't want to be in a position like this, didn't want to be humbled, Jesus rose up and he took off his garment. But I want you to understand that when he took off his garment, when he took off the outer garment that we know has value, he wasn't just taking off a garment. He was taking off his honor. He was giving up his honor. He was giving up his status. He was giving up his position. And when he wrapped the towel around his waist, he was taking on the position of a slave. And it's no wonder that Peter was horrified. He understood what was happening. So many times we criticize Peter for being too impetuous, for being too bold. But actually, I understand where Peter was coming from. He saw his rabbi. He saw this honorable man. He saw this man that he wanted to stand beside with all position, giving up everything to take the position of a slave. You know, it was only recently that it really came home to me what it meant to do foot washing. This is a picture from Dunstable Church. These were some people coming in to take part in food distribution. These guys were actually homeless. I've blurred the picture a little so you don't recognize them so much. But they came in to do prepare sandwiches. And the team was there preparing sandwiches, and somebody was there who come from a nursing background, and it was somebody called William who was homeless. And he came in and she said to him, "Can I wash your feet? Can I wash your feet?" And I thought, this is a bit strange. And William took off his shoes. And can you imagine? These are some of the guys that help out. This is not the right slide, but let me go on. That this is what trench foot looks like. Does anybody know what trench foot is? Yeah? Somebody could explain? But this is what happens when you leave your feet in the cold and wet for a long time. So in the wars, the soldiers often get trench foot. And this homeless person, because he'd been walking homeless with wet, cold shoes, was getting this condition. In fact, it was worse than this, but I thought, I don't want to upset anybody. He had trench foot, and she could smell it, and she wanted to wash his feet. And I remember just hovering over this bucket of warm water as she washed his feet, and I saw the water turn from clear to this opaque color, to turn to this black color. And I thought to myself, this is what it means to wash the feet of somebody else. This is what it means. And that's when it started to hit me that foot washing is more than just a ritual. It's more than just pouring feet water onto somebody's feet that's already clean, that's already manicured. No, it's about touching someone else. I came across this phrase that was really, really powerful, I felt, by Erwin Raphael McManus. It says, "The serving we are called to requires direct contact. You cannot wash the feet of a dirty world if you're not prepared to touch it. Are we prepared to touch the feet of the world? Are we prepared to go out into the community to understand their problems, to get in amongst their mess so that we can do something about helping them solve that mess? Are we prepared to know more about the problems of the world to help solve them? Jesus asked, "Do you understand what I have done?" I don't know that they did at that time, but we understand that Jesus was prepared to give up everything, not just go through a cruel death, but to give up all his status, to give up everything for us. And as it says in Philippians chapter 2, it talks about Jesus, even though he was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, gave up everything for us and became in the form of a bondservant and humbled himself unto death. And that's why God was able to give him honor, not earthly honor as we know it, not about robes, not about garments, not about wealth, not about status, but the honor that God was able to give him as Jesus. So what does it mean to love to the full extent? I think Jesus shows us how that he loved us to the full extent when he came and died on the cross for us. So as we go through the service of foot washing, let it not just be a ritual. Let it not just be going through the motions. Let it not just be about just going through something that we feel we have to do as our Christian duty. Rather, let us reflect on Jesus, how he gave up everything for us.